Dear friends, I hope this message finds you well. We're going to be away this Shabbos, so just wanted to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Take the opportunity to share with you a short idea. In this parasha, there's a census. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts all of Klal Yisrael, but there's something very unique, which is when he counts the families of Klal Yisrael, he adds on letters. For example, when it comes to counting Reuven, it says, Bnei Reuven, Mishpachas HaChanuchi. So Chanuch was the name. But it calls it HaChanuchi, adds on a hey and a yud. Palu, HaPalu'i, adds on a hey and a yud. And Rashi says, why is that? And Rashi explains that this adding on of the hey and yud, which of course is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, was the Ribono Shel Olam's way of almost giving his seal of approval on the purity and holiness of the familial lines. Because the nations of the world said, it must have been that the Egyptians defiled the lineage, the families of Klal Yisrael. They were ruling over them for 210 years. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts a stempel, a seal of approval on the families of Klal Yisrael. They are genealogically intact. Their family purity is intact. I'll show you the proof. I'll put my very name and attach it to their family's names. So he puts a hey and a yud in front of the names of each of the names of families of Klal Yisrael to show that indeed their genealogical fitness is intact. I thought, what a beautiful idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's the way to maintain our purity? Put a hey in the beginning, a yud in the end. The best way to maintain one's spirituality and holiness is to bookend it. To start our day with holiness and to end our day with holiness. If our day can begin with a hey, if our day can begin with some type of avodas Hashem, whether it's our davening, whether it's our learning, whether it's tzedakah with our chesed, when we start the day, start it ultimately with kedusha, and when you end it with kedusha. If we do both of these things, then at the end of the day, we begin the day, end the day, blanket ourselves, bookend ourselves with holiness. That is the best way to maintain our personal purity. That is the best way to maintain our familial purity. And that is the best way to ensure that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with ourselves always remains strong and constant. Wishing everyone a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos.